All right, we got Kevin Swanson from the DNR back on the phone with us. Kevin, thanks for giving me a little time today. I know you are a busy hunter right now.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Adam. I've been hunting myself, and unfortunately, I've not taken a bear yet, but I'm going to keep trying here. I passed on one that I sort of kicking myself over it now, but we still have lots of time.
And just to remind folks, you are the black bear specialist for the wildlife biologist here statewide.
I'm the management specialist, yeah. So I work with all of the biologists, with all of our stakeholder groups, the Bear Forum, the tribes, and a number of different hunting groups as we assess our indicators and our estimates of bear abundance in the northern lower peninsula and the UP. And then we'll be coming up with new quotas for next year, new desired harvest. So we're going to be examining that material here shortly.
And just to give you a heads up, I know you've been at bear camp for quite a while now that you're actually hunting this year. Well, we talked to Monica Joseph, John Depew, and Cody over in Shingleton just to kind of get a feel for what they've been checking. But I want to get an overall feel from you. I mean, what are you hearing right now from, you know, not only the hunters but also the techs that have been checking bears all over the UP?
I would say it looks to be a successful season. You know, our success rates statewide are quite good compared to other states. We've got great habitat for bears throughout the UP and northern lower. We have very good success rates. So it's definitely going to be a good season again, a successful season. Lots of small bear coming in, but they're 100% legal. So it's any bear that's a year or older is a legal bear. So, you know, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, how small those bears are when they're shooting. You know, they're very difficult to size, so we get a lot of bears that are coming in at 90 or 110, 120 pounds, and that's probably, you know, 120 to 150 pounds dressed is about average. So we get a lot of eating bears, which are great eating bears, and we get some really nice ones too, like the one that you just mentioned.
Yeah, we're chasing the story down about a 600-plus-pound bear from Ontonagon County that if you run into more information about it before we do, please share that with us.
I can do that, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of several bear that have been taken over 300 pounds. One, I think Cody might have mentioned it to you. I heard there was a big one that was registered at the Jack Pine there or south of there, Coolcraft County, but I haven't heard about that firsthand yet, so... A lot of the hunters that I've talked with personally, though, are telling me that even ones that have successfully harvested a bear, that they've got really nice bear on camera that are coming in only at night. And that's sort of the case with me. I've got one really nice bear that's been in at night only, and I'm just trying to wait him out, try to get him later in the season. And the season is quite long, but, of course, success rates drop the longer it continues.
Well, we're going to talk to Kevin further about his own personal bear hunting and the bear that he passed on opening day, plus how to counteract some nocturnal bear activity and the weather pattern and how that should help in this upcoming weekend as well. So stay tuned for part two with Kevin Swanson, Management Specialist for Black Bear with the DNR, continued in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.